corn's dragged soybeans up here a little bit here at the end of the day. What are you seeing in this marketplace?
Well, corn was led by the idea that China's been coming into the market here. I think they've bought up to 1.2 million metric tons and some idea that they might need up to four. So that's getting the front month of the corn market excited here. Up six today is about 2-3 off the high. So off our recent lows. Beans were higher overnight, sold off. They were down about 10, 11 cents at one point. Came back and looks like they're going to close about one higher. There again, Argentina continues on the dry side, and that crop seems to be getting a little smaller. And then Brazil looks pretty decent, so a little bit of an offset there. Exports, corn, beans, and wheat came in as about as expected. No big surprise one way or the other. Wheat market down four here today. It was a week ago today that we had the market make a new low, and then on the overnight, and then it came back and we closed higher. Since then, we've been seeing some short covering in the wheat. Russia continues to undercut us in price. However, there is some concerns with some of the dryness in the southern plains, which would be the Kansas crop area. And then too much rain in the soft red winter wheat, which would be the Chicago. And then they are a little bit early yet, but talking about, you know, the cold, wet snowpack we have here with the cooler forecast going out 2.5-3 weeks. It doesn't look like it's going to warm up a lot. And then talking about Canada being dry in some of their prairie areas. So that's kind of what the grain market is about here. And then, of course, we had the volatility with the U.S. dollar and the stock market and the bonds. And so it's been an active week.
The Dow's stronger today, up more than 200 points. Are you seeing that some of these concerns about the bank failures are a little more in the rearview mirror at this point?
Well, right now, as we speak, yes, the Dow's up about 300, and there was going to be some talk that I think there was a Swiss franc, a bank that was having some issues, and they were going to borrow some money from somewhere and maybe get that taken care of, and then hopefully some of this gets to be something that gets talked about, but we've maybe experienced the worst, but time will tell. Of course, that propped the dollar up here the last couple of days. Now we're down 20 today, and so time will tell on that. Going into the livestock, cattle up 30. I'm going to guess the recent sell-off had something to do with some of the stock market concerns, and then the hogs were down close to limit today with the idea of demand slowing up there a little bit and then supply elevating as we move forward.
Bob Liebacken, RML Trading.